Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 49, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 49. Then Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, O sons of Jacob, listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the firstfruits of my strength, preeminent in dignity and preeminent in power. Unstable as water, you shall not have preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their swords. Let my soul come not into their counsel. O my glory, be not joined to their company. For in their anger they killed men, and in their willfulness they hamstrung oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him. And to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he has washed his garments in wine, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall be at Sidon. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The patriarch Jacob is drawing near to the end of his time. Having blessed the sons of Joseph, he has set the younger before the elder. And knowing that his end draws near, he calls to his sons, "Come to me." And they are gathered to him there in Egypt. And he begins to speak to them, beginning with the eldest in the order of their birth. And though he is very weak and his eyesight has dimmed, our forefather Jacob sees and speaks of things to come. He is not just talking about the immediate future here. Jacob here is speaking as a prophet of God, and so he draws a long arc to the very last day. He focuses his son's attention on these things so that they would fear the threats of God and also have faith in his gracious promises. Jacob begins in the way you might think a father would begin on his deathbed. He begins with his eldest son, Reuben. He says that Reuben should be preeminent among all his brothers. He is the firstborn. He is the head of the house, the beginning of the people, the ruler of the family, the priest of them all. But Jacob tells him, "You will have none of that. You are now set aside. You have forfeited the rights of the firstborn by taking your father's wife as your own and disgracing your father, the institution of marriage, and every good family thing. Jacob's birthright is forfeit." He had rushed very blindly into his Reuben's birthright is forfeit. He had rushed blindly into his desires, and everything was lost to him. It's a very bitter word for him to hear. We see here the first son has fallen, and that a different son will have to be his substitute. And so Jacob turns to the second and third son, Simeon and Levi. He says, "They are brothers by birth, and also by violence and by blood. They are thus rejected from stepping into Reuben's place. They followed their passions when they took vengeance upon the Shechemites who had defiled their sister. Their hate was exposed in their plot against Joseph and seeking his death before he was sold into slavery. Jacob calls their anger cursed. It cannot be condoned. It was never right. and he warns them and their children against this. It is their descendants, the descendants of Levi, Annas and Caiaphas, who followed in their forefathers' steps, persecuted and put Christ to death, and also persecuted the apostles with fervor and malignity. Hearing these things, we are warned against blindly following our hearts, though the age urges that upon us. The passions in us are dangerous things. The heart is deceitful above all. Our passions always lie close to the surface, wanting to be indulged and fed. The flesh is always wanting appeasement, and our inborn anger, lust, and gluttony of every stripe are always ready to facilitate it. And thus we are called to turn from these things, to repent. Simeon and Levi's anger and violence are also things that we are cautioned against. Anger very seldom leads to anything good. They had put themselves in the place of God and wrought vengeance on those who had harmed their family, and their natural rage turned against their own brother. They hated him. Their arrogance and their pride led to their fall. And we are here warned against that passion in ourselves, against our pride, our arrogance in any form, the envy that jumps up in us, and the vengeance that smolders in our hearts. Next in line is Judah. And what must Judah have been thinking after hearing the things spoken against his three elder brothers? Have his sins come to his mind and now accuse him? There is his sin with Tamar, his part in selling Joseph, and all his other past sins. Will they be brought out into this very bright light? Not at all. Jacob, as a prophet, passes by Judah's sins and foresees great things coming from him. Jacob's language takes on a different character. He speaks of holy things. Israel blesses Judah. He puts Judah into first place as the preeminent son. Judah is blessed by his father and thus by God, purely out of grace, nothing in him having deserved it. And manifold promises are spoken over him. His brothers will praise him. He will have glory and victory over his enemies. Now, of course, those promises have to be received by faith, for the line of Judah will have many troubles and many failings, many sufferings. Some of his lines, such as David, will briefly have a bit of glory, but it'll always be fleeting, mostly hidden. And the eternal glory is only realized when the Lion of Judah rises from the grave. The promises given to Abraham and then to Isaac and then to Jacob will carry down the line of Judah. The scepter shall not depart from between his feet. King David's son is David's Lord. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, the King of the Jews. He is the seed of the woman, the son of the virgin who comes to destroy the power and the kingdom of the devil. The knee of all nations will bow before him. Every ear will listen to him. In this kingdom, in the line of Judah, Jesus is a king like none other. He has riches as never seen before. At his table is the richest wine, the finest of meats. This king is the faithful one and true. St. John sees him in Revelation with his robe dipped in wine dark blood. His name is the Word of God there, and on his robe is written another name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the fulfillment of what Israel said. And the kingdom of Jesus is filled with others who wear white robes and have his sign upon their foreheads and their hearts. Their robes are washed white in the blood of the Lamb. This is what Jacob sees. But he sees it dimly, of course, like all the other prophets. They longed to understand these things. The angels longed to understand these things. But they were written for us. But Jacob speaks with his prophetic voice about what is coming. He points his sons to them that they would heed and believe and not be lost. The kingdom of promise is the kingdom of Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of David. The very lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and branch of David, the lamb slain in whom your names were written before the foundations of the earth were laid. This is what Jacob is speaking about to his sons, the things to come in the last days. And so all that God had spoken of to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, all this has been stored up for the good of all mankind, the good of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.